It is Tuesday and time for book picks from our independent bookseller of the week. Jim Hebner of Green Toad Bookstore in Oneonta joins us to tell us about some of the finest authors and books that are making their way to store shelves. And it's always a pleasure to welcome Jim to our program. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Very well.
Great pleasure to have you on the program. All things well with the Green Toad. And
excellent.
Let us begin with a list. Where would you like to start?
Let's start with Marlon James.
All right.
All righty. Marlon James' new book, Black Leopard, Red Wolf, is a stunning first novel in his Dark Star trilogy. It deals with myth, fantasy, and history come together to explore what happens when a mercenary is hired to find a missing child. Tracker is known far and wide for his skills as a hunter, engaged to track down a mysterious boy who disappeared 3 years earlier. He breaks his own rule of always working alone when he finds himself a part of a group searching for the boy. The band is a hodgepodge, including a shape-shifting man-animal known as Leopard. As Tracker follows the boy's scent from one ancient city to another into dense forests and across deep rivers, he and the band are set upon by creatures intent on destroying them. Who really is this boy? Why has he been missing for so long? And the most important question, who is telling the truth and who is lying? This book draws from African history and mythology and his own rich imagination, and James has written a novel unlike anything that's come before it. Black Leopard and Red Wolf is both surprising and profound as it explores the fundamentals of truth and the limits of power.
Marlon James is the author. The name of the novel is Black Leopard, Red Wolf. Okay.
And my next one is Milkman by Anna Burns, which won the Man Booker Prize this year. In an unnamed city, middle sister stands out for the wrong reasons. She reads while walking, for one, and she has been taking French night class lessons downtown. So when a local paramilitary known as the Milkman begins pursuing her, she becomes suddenly interesting, the last thing she ever wanted to be. Despite middle sister's attempts to avoid him and to keep her mother from finding out about her maybe boyfriend, rumors spread and the threat of violence lingers. Milkman is a story of the way inaction can have enormous repercussions in a time when the wrong flag and wrong religion can be subversive. Milkman is told with a ferocious energy and a sly, wicked humor and establishes Anna Burns as one of the most consequential voices of our day.
It is Milkman by Anna Burns and now out and very exciting. Sounds very cool.
And a new book out, the next one, is Say Nothing, A True Story of Murder and Memory in Northern Ireland by Patrick Radin Keith. In December 1972, Jean McConville, a 38-year-old mother of 10, was dragged from her Belfast home by masked intruders, her children clinging to her legs. They never saw her again. Her abduction was one of the most notorious episodes of the vicious conflicts known as the Troubles. Everyone knew the IRA was responsible, but in a climate of fear and paranoia, no one would speak of it. In 2003, a set of human bones was discovered on a beach. McConville's children knew it was their mother when they found a blue safety pin was attached to the dress, a diaper pin.
Mm.
Patrick Radin Keith's mesmerizing book of the bitter conflict in Northern Ireland and its aftermath uses the McConville case as a starting point for a tale of a society racked by a violent war whose consequences have never been reckoned with. Say Nothing conjures a world of passion, betrayal, vengeance, and utter persistent anguish.
Patrick Radin Keefe is the author. The name of the new novel is Say Nothing, which sounds fascinating.
Nonfiction.
Nonfiction.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
My apologies.
A true story.
True story. That's what they call those now. Okay. next up by Toni Morrison.
Yes, it's a new compendium put out by Toni Morrison called The Source of Self-Regard, Selected Essays, Speeches, and Meditations. The Source of Self-Regard is brimming with all the elegance of mind and style the literary prowess, and the moral compass that are Toni Morrison's inevitable hallmark. It is divided in three parts. The first section introduced by a powerful prayer for the dead of 9/11. The second, searching meditation on Martin Luther King. And the third, a heart-wrenching eulogy for James Baldwin. In this collection of writings and speeches, Morrison takes us contested issues, the foreigner, female empowerment, the press, money, black matters, and human rights. She looks at enduring matters of culture, the role of the artist in society, literary imagination, Afro-American presence in American literature, and in her Nobel lecture, The Power of Language Itself. In all, The Source of Self-Regard is a luminous and essential commentary on American society and culture.
The name of the new book is The Source of Self-Regard. It is by Toni Morrison. Finally,
a book totally different from what I've just been talking about, and one of my most favorite books, Art of the Pie, A Practical Guide to Homemade Crusts, Fillings, and Life by Kate McDermott. If you love pie, you're going to love this book. If there's such a thing as a pie guru, it's Kate McDermott. She learned to make pies from her Iowa grandmother and has taught thousands the time-honored craft of pie making. Here she shares her secrets to great crusts, including gluten-free options, fabulous fillings, and to living a good life. The only pie cookbook you're ever going to need again. And with my mantra, pie for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and a snack in between.
Kate McDermott is the author of Art of the Pie, and I assume this is a colorful, lots of
very
pictures.
Colorful, 75, 100, beautiful photographs, great directions.
Makes you want to make the pies, drool over them, all that good stuff.
Yes.
What else is happening? Anything you would like to tell us about what's happening at the Green Toad?
Well, this Saturday we have a festival called Snowmagong, where the whole main street of Oneonta will be closed off, and people from four or five states will be coming around to try the varieties of craft brews.
Excellent.
And the Green Toad will have a nice selection of books and products that go along with beer, and we also have a very warm bathroom as well. So,
well, you need that. The
yes,
necessities. And what's the event called?
Snowmagong. It's
Snowmagong.
Put on by
Omagang.
Yes.
So Snowmagong.
Snowmagong. Yes.
Gotcha.
There you go.
All right.
That's wonderful.
All right. Well,
I think it's the fifth or sixth year.
Quick study, yeah. For God's sakes. Well, for more information on the Green Toad, you can simply go to their website. It's greentoadbookstore.com, greentoadbookstore.com. You can visit them in Oneonta at 198 Main Street, and you can also see their list on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. Jim, always a pleasure. We look forward to seeing you soon.
It's great being here.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.